You get a line and I'll get a pull, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pull, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pull. Honey, sugar, baby mine. I guess any musical instrument can be as hard to play as you want to make it. And if you wanted to be a person like Andre Segovia or Merle Travis, why, it would take a lifetime of training. But for most of us, playing a guitar can be about as simple as walking. Of course, remember, it took us all a couple of years to learn how to walk. Well, if you want to play a guitar, let's take the first step, and that is get it in tune. Do you have a pitch pipe? The lowest string should be a bass E. And the next string to it is called the fifth string, should be an A. And the next string to it is called the fourth string, should be a D. Notice that each one of these notes is four notes apart. And the third string is called G. Uh-oh, we went too high. Can't hurry this process. Too low now. Try it slower. Second string is a B. That's one note below middle C, in case you ever have to use a piano to tune by. And the top string, the first string, is again an E, just two octaves above the lowest string. Now we're in business. Now put the fingers of your left hand firmly where the dots in the diagram are. Don't put your finger directly on top of the fret, but a little south of it, so to speak. The string should now sound like this. Try plucking just the fourth string with your thumb, and then brush down across the third, second, and first strings. Try it over and over till it comes easy. When you can do that so well that you don't need to think about it, you're the man with the educated thumb, or the girl with the educated thumb. You know, you can sing a lot of songs with just this one chord. I gave my love a cherry that has no stone. I gave my love a chicken that has no bone. I told my love a story that has no end. And I gave my love a baby that's no crying. Try moving your thumb around to different strings. In other words, pluck the fifth string occasionally, and then strum across the rest. And try playing some of the songs that are listed. Second lesson. Now your left hand is going to have to learn at least two more chords if you're going to sing very many songs. First, an A7th chord, we call it. That is, your index finger presses down across three strings at once on your little finger on the top string. And now the guitar should sound like this. And if you learn one more chord still, between these three chords, you'll find you can play most of the folk songs you know. Your left middle finger stops the sixth string at the third fret. Your left index finger stops the fifth string at the second fret. The fourth, third, second strings are open, that is, they sound their natural pitch. And your left little finger again stops the first string at the third fret. So all together it should sound thus. Now you just play back and forth with these three chords until you know them so well that you can sing a song without thinking about it. Some of the songs in the list. Now, some songs cannot be conveniently sung in the key of D, which is what you've been singing in up till now. For example,
la la dee 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 dee
dee dee dee dee Unless you're a real tenor or a soprano. Try singing it low.
Boom, 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 ding, boom, 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 boom.
Too low. Well, you have two possible solutions now. One is to learn a lot of other chords. But I'd suggest you wait a little on this till you get better. Till at least you get better at picking with your right hand. The other more immediate solution is to learn how to use a capo. Take that little clamp that you see in the picture and fix it across the neck at different places. Supposing you fix it across the neck just below the first fret. Now you play your three chords and they come out like this. Try moving it way up the neck, about five frets. Well, now you'll find this works just right. Fits your voice. Now practice with this capo until you find out just where to put it for a lot of your favorite songs. Before trying to learn any of the hundreds of different chords that you see listed in the appendix, I'd suggest you experiment with some different methods of picking with your right hand until you find the very method you'd like to concentrate on for the moment. For example, instead of just brushing your thumb down across the top three strings, you could pluck each string with a separate finger. Your index finger on the third string, middle finger on the second string, and ring finger on the first string. See how different it sounds. And you needn't pluck these three top strings at exactly the same time. See what happens when you do this. Bass string, first string, second string, third string, bass string again, all three. Now do that over and over again. little faster. Or you might experiment with brushing down on those top strings with the back of the fingernails of your right, middle, and ring fingers. This way. See the difference the way it sounds. The first strumming with your thumb sounded like this. But now you pluck with your thumb and brush down with your fingernail. Or you might use a flat pick or a plectrum the way professional guitarists do. This is useful if you have to make a lot of noise, but it's not really necessary if you're just playing at home for yourself and friends. Along this line, there's also the possibility of using a thumb pick. See the picture. It's good for getting a good sharp thump out of the bass strings. Which leads us into our next lesson. To play an endless series of chords on the guitar can in the end be very, very boring. You'll find it a lot more interesting to introduce what we call bass runs, that is, melodies and counter melodies in the bass strings. They can be very simple, like this, starting on the fifth string and going up on the fourth string, like this. Or down. Or you can play an entire melody on the bass string. Now might be the best time to learn some new chords, because it's much easier to play melodies in, for example, the key of C. Now look at your diagrams, and here's how a C chord should sound. Or like this. And to go with it, a G seventh chord. And to complete the customary three chords, an F chord. Now try this. Little man, he carried two guns every day. He shot down a man on the West Virginia line. You ought to seen John Hardy getting away. You ought to seen John Hardy getting away. Oh, there's a number of other melodies you could pick out by ear or by studying the tablature and the music that are given in the brochure. Pick out the ones you like, try them. Often folk singers will play one verse and then sing it, and while singing, they just play the bass notes and chords. If somebody else is singing the melody, you can actually play a counter melody if you want to make one up. Mm-hmm. In playing with a flat pick, you'll find a nice rhythm is achieved by stroking the chord on the way up, as well as the way down. Woody Guthrie, who taught me this, used to call it the church lick, and he used to use it to play many of the songs which he heard recorded by the famous country music group, like All the Family, back during the 1930s. Try this, for example. Make an E chord, E major, with your left hand. Look it up. Now, pick the bass string, and then all the rest. But then, come here to sing. Try it over. Over and over. And in addition, you can get some notes with your left hand by fretting a string very sharply right after picking it with the right hand. Let me show you what I mean. For example, pluck the third string, but raise your left index finger and pluck it open. Then right away, bring your left index finger down. Listen to it. When you bring it down, it sounds the new pitch. Now, you add the other strokes to it, and it comes out like this. Try it again. I call this hammering on, and you can do it with many chords. For example, in a C chord. Or an F chord. Or a D chord. Or a G chord. And try figuring up some new ones all on your own. If you know any friends who like to play the guitar, you can have a lot of fun improvising the blues with them. Let's try a blues in the key of A. Now, the average blues has three lines of verse spaced out across 12 bars of music, like this. And then the next verse begins. The easiest way for two guitarists to do it is have one guitar outline the harmony in the bass like this. Meanwhile, another guitar can play on the top strings. If someone is singing the verses, you play in the holes. Late last night, tossing from side to side. Oh, tossing from side to side. I could not sleep, I was just dissatisfied. And so on. That slur on the strings is one of the most typical blues effects, and it's usually done only on steel string guitars. But since you're learning on a nylon, I'll show you it can be done. Supposing you fret your second string way up on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th fret. And now press that string way up near you. You see, you stretch the string and you raise its pitch. Try it again. Now you can do that all through the blues. It's easily done on the top strings, but you can do it on the bass strings too. Now the way you can get slides is to press your finger down, try it, say on the second string, second fret. And keep your finger pressed down, but move up the fingerboard 3 frets. Try it again. And you can come down. Now, between these different things, you get a more fluid kind of a melody than if you just play the bare notes. Now, from here on, you're really on your own. Remember, the great musicians have spent their entire lives playing nothing but the blues. And if you want to learn it, your best bet is to listen to some of the phonographed records listed in the appendix and gradually pick up what strikes a responsive chord with you. Now, melodies can also be played on the top strings of the guitar at the same time as you play the bass notes, if you keep the bass going with your thumb, like this. And at the same time, your right index finger plucks up on the top strings. Listen. Now, sometimes these melody notes can be on the beat, like they were just now, but more often than not, you'll find a folk musician will play them off the beat, like this. Most often, actually, you'll mix it up. You'll be on the beat or off the beat. Your thumb can also play either a full bass and then a full chord, or single notes. Your ear only can best tell you whether you want a rich, kind of full effect or a clean, sparkling kind of accompaniment. And some folk musicians use their right middle finger as well as the index finger for the melody notes. Now check on the tablature and see how this is played.
Chickens at that poor farmer had. Now he's gone, Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill.
While the customary tuning for guitars is the one you've been using up till now, it's by no means the only one you can use. In Argentina, for example, there are 18 common tunings for guitar. Sometimes you just change one string for a special effect when playing a certain song. For example, supposing you try lowering your 6th string from E down to D. Now, it's an octave lower than your 4th string. Now, if you check with the diagram and start off with this rather interesting way of getting a D chord, here's one song you could use this with. Times are getting hard, boys. You know, that song's too low for me to sing it down there. I'll put a capo on the neck of the guitar. Take it up, say, half a tone, so now the strings sound like this. Let's try the song over.
Times are getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. If times don't get no better, boys, gonna leave this place, take my true love by the hand, lead her through the town, saying goodbye to everyone, goodbye to everyone. And
then another common way to retune the guitar is not just to lower the sixth string, but the fifth string too, a whole tone. And lower the first string also. A whole tone. I'll take the capo off and you'll see how it would really sound. An open G chord. And here's a favorite little song for this tuning.
Poor Howard's dead and gone, left me here to sing this song. Poor Howard's dead and gone, left me here to sing this song. Poor Howard's dead and is gone. Poor Howard's dead and is gone, Lord. Poor Howard's dead and is gone. God knows, left me here to sing this song.
Now, the student can easily experiment with other tunings. The advantage of using them is the special effects you can gain thereby. The disadvantage is that when you're playing with other people, they're liable to get impatient with you taking so much time tuning and retuning your instrument. Without going deeply into the fantastic high art of flamenco guitar playing of Spain, you might be interested to learn just one of the typical flamenco devices. The thumb takes the melody. Now, let's try an E chord. Pluck the fourth string. That is, your left middle finger stops the fourth string at the second fret. Pluck it with your thumb. Now pluck up on the open first string with your right middle finger. And pluck up on that same first string with your right index finger. Do these three notes over and over till they go smooth and fast. Now the thumb can play a melody and the top string keeps playing the same. That last is known among Spanish guitarists as a rascado, rascado. Makes a mighty effective ending at times. Double up your right hand as shown in the picture and unroll it now slowly. First your little finger, then your ring finger, then your middle finger, then your index finger. But actually, do it so fast that it all comes out like this. Down in Latin America, you can find many wonderful methods of strumming a guitar, and they bring out the rhythmic character of the instrument. The rhythm of a guitar is, after all, in some ways, more important than the harmony or the melody. Here, for example, is just one way to strum a sort of rumba rhythm. And if you meet any Mexican or Puerto Rican guitarist, they can show you many others. First, brush down across all strings with the back of your fingernails. Let's take a C chord. Follow down with your wrist and strum across all strings with your thumb. Now strum up across all strings with your index finger. Now repeat those three strokes again. Down, down again with your thumb, and up. Finally, brush down with your fingernails and up with your index finger. Add all those strokes together, they total eight short beats. But do it over and over again and you'll notice that the accents seem to fall in a syncopated way, like this. right over and over. This is a typical Latin American rhythmic effect, and you can use it for all kinds of songs. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque no toca, and so on. Now, just to end off, I'll show you that you can also get this same rhythmic effect by playing single strings with single fingers. Look at the tablature there, and you'll see how this particular piece is played.